Dr. Sebig, getting an office note on patient Antoinette Eaglen, E-A-G-L-E-A-N, Antoinette, date of birth 10/29/1973, date of service 3/14/2023. The paragraph, the patient is 49-year-old African-American female who was referred to see me by Dr. Cook for evaluation of resistant hypertension. Prepare the patient's past medical history includes the following: one, hypertension since 2015. This was complicated by bouts of intermittent hypertension since she had her thyroidectomy for multinodular goiter. She had been to the hospital several times because of uncontrolled bouts of hypertension. She describes those bouts as rushing from her toes to her head with clammy hands and severe hypertension, followed by headache and sometimes blurred vision. She had a mega workup by endocrinology and has been seen by cardiology as well. Next diagnosis, hyperlipidemia, next vitamin D deficiency, next hyperparathyroidism, possibly secondary to vitamin D deficiency, next postmenopausal status. Next is of intracranial hypertension diagnosed by neurology. Was given Diamox for some time, but she developed anaphylactic reaction to Diamox. Period, paragraph. Past surgical history. Hysterectomy 2016 total. Thyroidectomy, substernal thyroidectomy in 2021. Next cholecystectomy, next C-section times 2. Period, paragraph. Other issues, allergic to Diamox. Period, paragraph. Social history. Patient is married, has two kids. She works as a nurse at Houston Methodist Sugarland. No smoking, no alcohol use, no illicit drug use. Family history. Father, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. Mother is deceased from metastatic ovarian cancer. She had hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. Brother also has hypertension, diabetes, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems. Reveal headaches. Happen after her bouts of hypertension, blurred vision during her bouts of hypertension, dizziness also during her bouts of hypertension. She does have chest pain and shortness of breath during those bouts as well. No nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea, no abdominal pain, no leg swelling or other systems reviewed are negative. Period immunization, COVID-19 vaccine. She got two doses in March and April 2021 and one booster in November 2021. Period paragraph. Current medications are reviewed, include the following: carvedilol, ergocalciferol, levothyroxine, nifedipine, rosuvastatin, and trazodone. Period. On physical examination, her vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils are reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-ecteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally. No jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated under them. Normal SNS2, no memory showed, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or visits, no abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gynec rebound or rigidity extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam is not focal. Investigations available to me include the following: renal Doppler was negative for renal artery stenosis. Labs from December 2022. Workup for pheochromocytoma was negative. Serum aldosterone to PRA ratio was normal. ACTH level was normal. Serum metanephrine, normal metanephrine, total metanephrine were within normal range. PTH was normal at 63. A1C was 5.9. No microalbuminuria. TSH was normal. Vitamin D was 31. BUN12, creatine 0.97. Total CO2 is 33 with a potassium 3.8. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan one. Hypertension, uncontrolled with bouts of severe hypertension. Description looks like pheochromocytoma. However, the workup so far is negative. We are going to get a CT scan of the abdomen with without contrast to look at the adrenals. Despite negative hormonal workup, we're going to put her on clonidine patch 0.5 milligram per 24 hours once a week and add spironolactone to her regimen. And we're going to do some other workup looking for vasculitis, autoimmune disease. Also, we're going to rule out obstructive sleep apnea as well, and we will consider doing genetic testing as well. Patient is going to see me back in 10 days to discuss the workup and for follow-up. Additional diagnoses include obesity. Patient is advised to lose weight. Next, hyperlipidemia on Roosevelt statin. Next, vitamin D deficiency. Continue vitamin D supplementation. Period. Paragraph. End of report. Thanks. I thank you, Dr. Cook, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll keep you updated on her progress. End of report. Thanks.